producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea. Mike has already done that. In fact, he had called last hour, and I just asked him to look at several things. He has a woman with whom he has been friends for about 15 years, and she does this kind of confusing thing that he says she's done before, and she's done it recently, where they talk. How often do you talk, Mike?
Almost every day, every night, like every evening, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock every night,
okay,
for an hour to 2 hours a night. We're like really close friends, and then she'll take a trip for a week. Every 3 months or every 4 months, she'll take a trip for a week or something. And I don't mind she takes a trip. I don't care if she takes a trip for a month. But then I call her home phone and I say, well, give me a call back. Let me know how you're doing. And
okay,
she just disappears.
All right, so let me ask you some the two questions I asked you is, how do you view this relationship? If you were going to sort of conceptualize it for me, how would you describe it?
I would say it's we're really good close friends. I thought we were really close friends. She tells me all about her life, what's going on in her life for years. And we never dated. We're just really close friends.
Does she date anybody?
She's not dating anybody now. She's a lot older than me, and I don't know why I stay with her.
Mike, wait a minute, wait. Just how old are you?
I'm in my 30s. I'm 35, but I look younger.
And how old is she?
She's like 62.
All right, so
she looks younger. She looks younger.
Okay. Have the two of you ever lived in the same city?
Yeah, she lived here for 2 years, and then she moved to Florida, took an early retirement at 52.
All right, so she's been gone for 8 years. During the time, have the two of you been in touch with each other other than on the phone over the last 8 years?
Yeah, we always talk on the phone. We have like a closed thing on the phone. We talk like an hour to 2 hours.
Mike, can you just answer my question? You've told me 6 times that you talk on the phone, so I understand that part. What I'm asking is a different question. Have the two of you seen each other face-to-face in the last 8 years since she left?
No, we haven't seen each other because she lives in Florida.
I got it. During the time that the two of you lived in the same city, did you ever travel together?
No, we never traveled together.
All right, so did you go out for dinner together? How often did you...
We went out to dinner together a few times. I don't remember how many times exactly. Maybe once a week or twice a week.
So you view this as... I mean, talking to somebody every night is a large commitment of time.
Right.
And especially where the two of you don't see each other. So before when this happened and you said, hey, what's going on? What was her explanation about why she didn't call you after she returned from vacation?
I was going through things. I was in a bad mood. I was thinking about where I'm going to move to. I have my own problems. And I'm like, everyone has problems, but you could please call me for 5 minutes and let me know you're alive or dead.
Okay, and what did she say in response to that?
And she goes, I just wasn't in the mood for talking. I don't think that's right at all.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I think it's not very fair. But does she expect you, I mean, has she ever implied that she'd like you to go on a trip with her?
No, she hasn't, but she has invited me, but I haven't been able to go. But the thing is, the other question is this. One time, a few times, she'll call me, and if I don't return her call within a day, she calls my sister 2-3 times. Then she calls my sister's friend 2-3 times. And she goes, where's Mike? How come he didn't return my call within 1 day if I don't return her call within 6 hours, within a day? She's calling my sister. She's calling my sister's friend.
Well, it sounds to me that both of you are a little bit narcissistic about this relationship. Both of you want what you want, and when you and when you don't feel like talking with each other, that both of you feel perfectly comfortable about just not doing it. Because
well, the thing is, I've always call her every day to check on her. Like,
well, but obviously, she expects, that's why I asked you what you thought her expectation of you was, and it sounds that
my
she expects you.
Call call me once a week or once in a while, just even if she's taking a trip.
Why don't you sort of sort it out? So, because it sounds to me that the both of you sort of use each other as the kind of default mechanism when nothing else better is going on.
Right.
But when somebody else is, either when you're busy with something else, that both of you sort of, to a certain extent, you take each other a little bit for granted. And maybe it would work better for both of you if instead of talking every night, that the two of you made a special appointment to talk like Saturday mornings or something. And so you'd have more to talk about. It gives both of you a little bit more space. It's almost like if the two of you aren't there exactly when the other person wants them to be, then you get angry with the other person. Now, Mike, stop talking. That she disappears for longer than you disappear, but she tells you. She tells you, I'm going on a vacation. And it sounds to me that you're unwillingness to deal with her sometimes is the same as her unwillingness to deal with you. And the problem may not be, it doesn't sound to me she's bipolar as much as when she's around new people and doing new things, that the ordinary isn't as interesting because she's around new people and doing new things. And my guess is the same thing happens to you. If there's something interesting going on, it's not that you don't like her or that you like her less. It's just that you know that if you don't talk to her tonight, she'll be there tomorrow night. And she knows the same thing about you. So maybe instead of being quite so involved with one another on kind of a superficial level, maybe it'll work better to make your time together more special and planned. So you have more interesting things to talk about because more time has gone by and the two of you aren't quite so interconnected with one another, which may be burdensome when there are other things going on. So it doesn't sound to me that she's abusing you or that she doesn't value you. It's just because the two of you talk so frequently, like every day, that when something else interesting comes along, she just thinks, well, Mike will be there tomorrow. And you do the same thing with her, that when she calls you and you don't call her right back, you're thinking, well, no, she'll probably call her back, but she'll be there, you know. So I talked to her last night. I'll talk to her tomorrow night. I'll call her in a couple of hours. So I think you're both expressing the same kind of thing, which is not that you don't value each other and not that you don't care for each other, but that there's so much that you're talking to each other so frequently and there's so little new stuff going on that when something new comes along, it's very compelling, and it's making both of you feel a little bit used. And my guess is that part of the time when she says, I'm going to go on a trip, that she expects you to say, oh, gee, you know, I'd really miss you, or why don't I come along with you, or gee, a whole week without talking with you just sounds uncomfortable, that both of you are really, I think, suffering from the same problem, which is kind of a case of the taken for granted. So what I would do, rather than being angry with her and say, boy, you know, you're bipolar, or you're crazy, or you don't view me as a friend, or just say, look, it seems to me that both of us really care enormously about each other, but instead of talking with each other every night, maybe what we need to do is talk with each other once a week, and maybe we can email in the meantime, or maybe we can kind of pursue other relationships, or at very least, when we do talk to each other, we'll have more interesting things to talk about. Because I think that's really the problem, is the two of you just figure, well, if I don't talk to her today, I talked to her yesterday, I'll talk to her tomorrow. And that feels fine when you're the one making the decision. When you're the one who's not being called, it feels terrible. It feels like neglect. So let's try it for a week and just say to her, let's see if it works better, if both of us feel more valued, more cherished, we have more interesting things to talk about, and see if that serves the friendship better. Because it sounds to me that two of you really do like each other and you do view each other as friends and you do count on each other. But because there's such a repetition going on, that anything that disrupts it is going to disrupt that repetition. And in a really kind of comfortable way, I think, you know, that this is something much more interesting. And it will make you unconsciously value both of you will value the relationship a little less. And so try doing it so, and just tell her that you really care about her, that you feel that when she doesn't return your phone call or you don't return her phone calls, both of you get upset about it. So let's try talking with each other once a week and see if that works better. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, maybe twice a week. But try experimenting with it rather than getting mad a little bit. See if that works. All right? Let me know. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's talk about what things have taught people patience, other than hopefully being held put on hold for me.
All right, let's see. I got to get the old Facebook to cooperate. Maybe that's teaching me about patience right there.
There we go.
All right. Let's see. All right. So we got the first one in there, which was a great way to start it.
Yeah.
The second one, you called this, Dr. Joy. It was Christine saying, being a mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean... I can relate to that. You can relate to that, but yeah.
Well,
I think what you said was pretty good though about that. You know.
Yeah, with me, it wasn't so much being patient. It's just understanding. First of all, that kids' time means nothing to them. They have much more than they can use. And adults' right. time, you know, we're always rushed. But once, you know, I just would write into the experience, and this I had so much previous experience because. Of being, you know, a big sister for so many younger brothers and sisters, that just to build it in, that I wouldn't rush her in the morning. We'd set out her clothes the night before, that I'd sort of have time where she could do whatever she wanted, that we had one day a week that she could determine whatever we wanted to do. And so it was just sort of putting it into the system that we had different time rhythms. But, you know, I was really careful in not, you know, not doing that so much, so.
Sure.
What can I tell you?
I like Frankie's answer here. He says, everything good in life was something I had to wait patiently for.
No examples?
No examples, but I like that. I like that answer just because I kind of had the same experience, I think, you know. I mean, it seems like the best things in life, you have to wait patiently for them and kind of let them develop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are things, I suppose the other, the other side of it is things that I have definitely, you know, just really wanted and didn't get and realized after the fact that they probably were dead ends.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Wow, this, I got to tell you, my wife and I have been, you know, going through the house buying process and that sort of thing, and we've really been learning, if you're fighting whatever situation you're in too much, it's probably time to step back and say, all right, why is this such a fight? And, you know, what can we do different so it's not such a fight? You know what I mean?
It seems like
you can call it God or you can call it whatever you want, just the universe or whatever, but it seems like those answers and those signs are always out there for you.
And every once in a while, do everything you can and then let go and be curious and just see what happens next. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the things always turn out the way they're supposed to. But... I mean, I think that only works if you're willing to sort of put in all the effort at the beginning and then see what happens.
Yep, exactly.
I think sort of sitting back and saying, okay, universe, tell me what to do is
not necessarily a great
strategy.
Yep. Let's see, Murray.
Right, wait a minute. Before we do that, I want to tell this one joke that because I'll forget about it otherwise, that you sent to me this morning.
Oh, yeah.
As I mentioned, just because it's my favorite joke of the day because today hasn't really been a joke day. But Shane said, all right, what do you call those things? And I said, plants. He said, well, there's a joke that's going around that says, what does the plantanos say when it loses its cell phone? You want to do the joke, Shane, since it was your joke?
My fun go. Where did my fun go? That's where I think is the
Where's my fun go?
Where's my fun go? Where'd my phone go?
Because mofongo is my favorite word. And I actually said to somebody who knows about Puerto Rico, they said, well, yeah, that's the Puerto Rican national dish. And I said, I know. And they said, but it's fattening. And I said,
oh, really?
I don't care. Oh, yeah. Because pork rinds in it or something.
Yeah,
and plants are basically sugary potatoes. And they're not. Somebody's going to call and tell me they're not the same genus, and I would probably buy that. But and then they have stuff in them. So, I mean, they're kind of dumpling-esque, and dumplings are not the world's... Cause, and there's probably fat that holds them together.
Sure, yeah.
Although I'm not sure of that, but nevertheless. The point being that that they are not health food per se, but I mean, I just love the word.
Me too.
Mofongo.
I'll never forget when you first told me about the mofongo thing.
Love it. Dun, 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 mofongo.
Most horrible words I think I've ever heard.
I know, it's like, wonderful. Yeah, it does sound like the Japanese monster. It's not, but or maybe it was.
You never know.
All right, keep going.
All right. Murad says, my bad experience at a previous employer is what taught me patience. I think a lot of people could probably agree with that.
Yeah. Well, it's always that trade-off, isn't it, between sort of being patient and being passive? Because mm-hmm. they're not the
yeah.
same.
Yeah, you don't want to be taken advantage of by being passive in that situation either. So yes.
I think being patient almost implies an exit strategy, or at least a criteria for deciding,
sure.
okay, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a pretty common place where people have to apply.
Yeah, being a doormat, not great.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. Ricardo, this kind of goes with Arthur's earlier. He says, my progressive loss of sight, and then also goes on to say, public transportation in Puerto Rico is not that reliable. What used to take 15 minutes by car takes 2.5 hours by
Oof.
Bus. Ouch.
Mofungo is not your friend in this case, huh?
Exactly.
Just keep muttering Mofungo under your breath.
There you
Maybe
go.
That would work.
Yeah,
public transportation, it really depends. Yesterday with the marathon, it was the only way to get around. I mean, there was literally, the streets were blocked off, and so I'm a fan. But I hear that, and maybe what you need to do is sort of work out a situation where somebody schleps you in return for something wonderful. But, I had this eye infection that has had, luckily, no real sequelae. I mean, everything is fine. But for 2 weeks, my eyes were swollen shut and goopy. And when you could open them enough to see the iris, it was blood red. And it scared the living daylights out of me. And there's nothing like having your... And the doctor said, look, you just got a really nasty case of the flu. And it's self-limiting, and you'll be fine, and there won't be any real problem. And Shane was really comforting because he said his wife gets it about once a year.
I was just going to tell you, Joy, she's got it going on right now.
So Shane,
so she's at home listening, and she's dealing with the red eye going on.
Yeah, and there's really nothing you can do. There are drops, but drops just keep the swell. I don't even know. I think they're steroids, so I think they just keep the swelling down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it takes a couple of weeks after that for your eyesight to kind of completely return to normal. But there's nothing like having something going on with your eyes to really be scary.
Yeah.
And I'm really, anybody who's got compromised vision. I know a guy who was born with normal eyesight, and by the time he was about, I think 10, that he had it was macular degeneration.
Ooh.
And so by the time he was 20, he was basically blind. And he can see dark and shadows. But he has the most extraordinary life. He owns a restaurant, and he works out, and he walks to work. And he's had a whole series of seeing eye dogs. He travels. And he's really a testimony to not letting it bother you. And he said to me at one point, he said, is it difficult hanging out with somebody who's blind? And I said, I don't know. I only know you. And so hanging out with you is, but, and I have a friend who just had a detached retina, which is a scary thing as well.
Yeah.
So I'm really sympathetic with anybody. I think that that's the thing that most of us are most fearful about is losing our eyesight. So blessings to you. And thanks for sharing it with us. Again, something to remind yourself. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Shane, I know we've got an email coming up here, but do you know how to pronounce the Irish name Soibhan?
Siobhan.
Oh, you knew.
Yep, yep. I actually have a close friend named Siobhan. Siobhan.
How cool is that? Because I've seen it a bunch of times. I know there's, remember the pop singer, but I didn't actually, and I'm reading The Curious Incident because I saw the play, which I loved, and somebody gave me the book, bless her heart, for my birthday.
Okay.
So I'm reading it, and I've seen it, and I didn't know how to pronounce it. And you know, I'm really careful when I run into a word I don't know in a book. But this is, you know, I knew the name, I just didn't know how to pronounce it. So I Googled how to pronounce it, and it told me. So you already know.
Yes, yep. It's actually a very common Irish name.
It is a very common Irish name.
A whole lot in the United States, but yeah.
I know. And I've run into it a lot of times, but...
Yeah, cool.
All right, so I just thought, but, you know, Google, what do we do without Google?
Oh, I know, right? I know. It's yeah, it can definitely save you when you're in a pinch.
Well, and it has, I mean, you can come up with anything. I mean, you can come up with almost any question. I didn't even Siri this one. I just did... put it in and said pronunciation.
Yeah.
And it sort of referred me to all sorts of strange places, but then it also had a pronunciation key, so that was
right. Cool. Yeah, and usually a lot of times when you look them up, they'll have audio file even with them. Like, you know,
yeah.
So that's kind of neat, too.
Alrighty. Let's hear email.
Yeah, so Cheryl, listener, writes to us, "My husband and I have two children, boy 15 and girl 13. Our son has a strong personality. He often bullies his younger sister, threatening her with aggressiveness if he doesn't get what he wants from her. In the past, he and her have been good friends, often playing computer games, sharing activities, and friends. She is more outgoing than he is, and he is more introverted and tends to keep to himself. He's a great student, sensitive and anxiety-ridden. She is fair to good student, sports-minded and active. He's about 7 inches taller and 75 pounds heavier than she is. And apparently she was threatened by him while Dad and I," Cheryl says, "were out, and she called the police."
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. "The police came to the house, sorted it out, and then expressed to him to let things go and not to touch his sister. By the time that they got home, the dust had settled off, and she says, I tried to figure out what had transpired. I found out that they had gotten aggravated by the fact that she wouldn't do something he wanted to or wanted her to do, and he felt that she got smart mouth, basically, is what she's saying about it, and it aggravated and angered him. Things escalated from there. The police showed up. Our son was humiliated, angry, and upset. He was crying about the incident and refused to admit he did anything wrong to me. But he did say he told the police officer that he knew he was wrong and identified better ways to handle the situation. She said that she understood her role. She was no longer upset and moved on. He now wants an apology from her, and she refuses to give it, saying she isn't sorry that she called the police. She says, I often mediate during situations, but I am at a loss if I should let it ride out by itself or intervene. When I found out the situation, I didn't further punish either one of them. Should we further punish them, or did the consequences of their own actions give them the lesson they needed?"
Okay, in terms of punishment, I basically think that, exactly as you say, that this is a self-limiting situation, that she clearly felt threatened, in that unless, well, I suppose one of the questions really is this characteristic of her behavior? From what you're saying, it's not that she felt legitimately threatened or she wouldn't have called the police. I mean, it sounds like she's not stupid. The fact that the police, do you have to punish them further? I don't think so. The problem is that even though he took responsibility in front of the police, he's not taking responsibility in front of you, and he's not taking responsibility in front of her. Because in theory, it seems to me that her behavior was an act of desperation, of saying, because apparently she didn't call the police at the beginning, and it sounds like this went on for some period of time, and she felt threatened enough. I probably would be interested in what she did during the time that she called the police and the police arrived, and my guess is that she probably barricaded herself someplace, which is a statement, and that would be an interesting thing to find out. The problem is, to find it out, you're going to have to go and revisit this issue, and I'm not sure that that makes much sense. The problem from your son's point of view is he feels embarrassed. He already felt embarrassed in front of the police, which I think is fine, but to be embarrassed in front of you and his dad is a major issue, especially with his dreaded sister, who he probably feels is the, you know, is the favorite child anyway. So I don't think you need to punish either of them any further. What I might be tempted to do is send both of them to a therapist together for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think it might be easier for him to admit in front of a neutral third party that he scared her. It might be easier for her to admit that she was frightened. it might be easier for him to then see, even though he said in front of the police that he saw alternatives, to understand it from her point of view. You explaining it to him will only further his paranoia that you really love her better than him, which he probably already feels, since she is more social and she's the girl and she was the baby and yada yada. And that's underneath all of this. Is probably part of what fuels his frustration. He's not as socially adept as she is, and so when she doesn't follow the line, all of his frustration that may be very old, you know, may have to do with the fact that when he was three that this interloper came along and took mom and dad away from him when he had been the prince before and grandparents and aunts and uncles. So you sort of explaining to him how frightened she would have been is only going to exacerbate that problem, but a neutral third party saying, you outweigh her by 75 pounds, how would you feel, you know, if somebody bullied you, how would you feel if some other guy at school bullied your sister, might be able to help him understand it in a neutral way, because that therapist presumably doesn't have a vested interest in either of the kids. So I might be tempted to do that, of saying to both of them, you guys need to work this out. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think either of you need to be punished. But asking her for, you know, for an apology of what he was, she was sorry, she was frightened, that she sort of opted for self-preservation. I don't think it's a fair thing for her to have to apologize. And I think what he's really saying to you and his father is, I don't want to be the bad guy in this. Well, he is the bad guy in this, unfortunately, and he needs to accept that and apologize and move on. I don't think that I would do it if I were you, just because, as I said, it's going to make a bad situation more volatile, not less volatile. But sending the both of them to a therapist and having her admit that she was frightened, as I said, I would be fascinated to know what she did during the time that he threatened her and she called the police and when the police arrived. I think it's hard for people, especially big, strong people, to understand that other people can be really frightened, because in their own mind, they weren't really a threat. They were just angry or they were just mouthing off. But if somebody is significantly bigger than you are and they're threatening you and saying, you know, do it or else, that littler person almost always feels threatened, because while you don't know that they're going to hurt you, there's a physical threat. And I think that's part of the issue of women taking back the night and that whole kind of thing of women feel that that men are bigger and stronger and can take what they want. And especially when it's somebody you live with and there's no one around to kind of mediate for you. So I would not punish either of them. I would not try to explain to him what she was feeling. She may be able to do that in the confines of a safe situation, which is really what therapy is. And so I might be tempted. And maybe even to find, you know, a male therapist, if you think he'd be more comfortable with a male therapist. Or let him pick the therapist. Let him say, would you rather a male or female therapist? And have him explain to her what he was feeling, have her explain to him what he was feeling, then have the therapist mediate. Because if they were coming to me, that's what I would say is, you know, explain to me how each of you are feeling and you know, and find a comparable situation. And I would certainly want to know what she did during the time that she felt threatened and when the police arrived, when she called the police and when the police actually arrived. Because if she sat around watching television, that's one thing. If she barricaded herself in her room or went to the neighbors, that's a different thing. So, and he needs to understand that. And my guess is on some level he does, but he's really embarrassed about it. You know, that regret is difficult. It's not the world's easiest thing to process. And he probably does love his little sister and on some level feel like he's a protector. And the fact that she would be frightened of him is really scary for him as well. So I think a neutral third party is what I would advise, but no more punishment. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. So we're talking about things that have taught you patience, which is, you know, it's a fine line, isn't it, between being patient and being passive, because they're really not the same thing. Being passive seems to me of doing nothing. Being patient is sort of waiting for the right moment, which means that there's a strategy, that you have some plan, that there's some that you're not just sort of assuming that something will happen at some point, that you have a plan, Stan. or so I would make it. 855-99-DR-JOY. Alyssa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I had a question. I suffer from horrible anxiety and panic disorder. I was wondering if you're able to give me any kind of advice. I mean, I'm on medication and
okay, give me a little bit of background, Cookie. How old are you?
27.
Okay. Do you remember when you had your first anxiety attack?
Yes, I was a junior in high school.
Okay, and what happened? What caused it, do you think?
I honestly don't know. I never had one before. I was in class. All of a sudden, my vision started going. I got really sweaty. I remember me running to, the nurse's office and me passing out. And that's whenever we did testing and found nothing. And then they diagnosed me with panic anxiety.
Okay. And how many, so how long have you been on medication?
I've been on medication for about 10 years.
How often do you have anxiety attacks?
They come and go. They've been pretty bad recently. I get them at least once a day, once every other day.
Wow. And who put you on the medication?
I go to a psychologist.
Are you in therapy with that person as well?
Yes.
How often do you see the therapist?
I go once every 3 months.
Okay, that ain't therapy. That's, and I'm not arguing with you as much as saying that's just maintenance. That's just sort of checking on your meds. Let me say a couple of things to you about anxiety. First of all, anybody who's alive today has a well-developed fight-or-flight response, which is another name for anxiety. As you know from listening to the program, I am not a huge proponent of medication. And in your particular case, if you've been on medication for a decade and you're getting anxiety attacks once a day, your medication, you're on the wrong, either the wrong stuff or the dosage is inappropriate or something. Because, I mean, every medication has side effects. And if you're not getting any benefit, why do we have you on medication? And as I said, I'm a fellow sufferer from anxiety attacks. My guess is if you look carefully, one or both of your parents are probably prone to anxiety attacks as well, which I didn't know till I was, well away from home and I was talking about anxiety on the phone. And both my parents were on different phones and each of them said, oh, yeah, I have that. And neither of them had ever talked to the other one about it. So, but it's just that anybody alive today has a well-developed response. Let me give you the two ways I have of dealing with anxiety, and then I want you to go talk with your therapist about the fact that you're on medication that's clearly not working.
Okay.
I don't want you to take yourself off of it because I don't know what you're on and I don't want you to get rebound. But let me give you the two ways I have of dealing with anxiety. The first is to remind yourself that what it means by definition is you're over breathing. And I, especially after 10 years, I'd want to have somebody do a full neurological workup on you to make sure that it is anxiety and not something else, that you're not hypoglycemic and that you're not prone to a mild seizure disorder. Because once a day for anything is a lot. So I'd want you to, before we even assume that it's anxiety, I want you to have somebody look at that medication. But even before that, I want you to have a neurological workup that says, let's make sure that we've identified the real problem, because that's a lot of anxiety. Anxiety basically is our body's response to real or imagined danger, the so-called fight or flight response. And one of the reasons I really like that term is because it describes exactly what the body's mission statement is, which is to skedaddle or to aim for battle, both of which require large muscle movement. Muscles require oxygen. Oxygen is delivered by hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is the blood. So what we need to do is, first of all, get in a lot of oxygen because that's going to be the fuel. Then the delivery system's the blood. So we need to get an efficient airway. We need to get taking a whole lot of oxygen, get it to the lungs, not to the stomach, because burping is not going to help you. We need to get the blood where it belongs, so we need to move it away from your stomach, from your toes, from your lips, from your fingers, where it's not going to do much good, to your heart, so it can be loaded up with the oxygen and get to the large metabolizing muscles. large muscles, when they're working hard, generate a lot of heat, so we need to get the heat dissipated so your body doesn't overheat. So we need to get you sweaty, which is going to make you cold and clammy. We need to dilate your pupils so we get the maximum amount of information in. And the other symptom, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense now, but it's called piloerection, which is just that, you know, that our ape ancestors wanted to look big and forbidding, so if they couldn't run fast enough, they could at least look, so you get goosebumps. So those are the seven symptoms. The idea being that you can make all those symptoms come on yourself by sitting in front of a, sitting down, don't try it standing up because you'll fall over, sitting in front of a clock with a second hand and panting. You can make all those symptoms come up, which is just to prove to you I'm not making this up. So if you can make them come up, you can make them go away. The classic way of dealing with anxiety used to be rebreathing into a brown paper sack, because when we inhale, we take in oxygen. We exhale, we blow off carbon dioxide. If you're blowing carbon dioxide into a brown paper sack, you're going to rebreathe that carbon dioxide as well. So it's going to affect the oxygen balance. And that'll make all those symptoms go away in about 3 minutes. As you and I know, when you're feeling you can't get your breath, the idea of holding a brown paper sack over your mouth isn't very comforting. So square breathing, inhaling to the count of four, holding to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and holding to the count of four. A little bit of practice, you can make each of those legs a lot longer, and you can make all of those symptoms go away. My way of dealing with my anxiety is not only square breathing, but to view it as a barometer, that when I have an anxiety attack, the first thing I think about is what's going wrong in my life, because under ordinary circumstances, I'm okay. So I use it really as a barometer that says, you're not getting enough sleep, you haven't gotten enough sleep, you've eaten too much crappy food, you're worried about something you're not dealing with, you're coming down with a cold, what could it be? So instead of viewing it as the enemy to be avoided at all costs, I really view it as a barometer. What I want you to do is download this podcast in about 3 minutes and listen to it. I do want you to make an appointment with a neurologist and have a workup. I do want you to talk with your therapist and say, look, I need to be seen more frequently because something's really bothering me, and this medication isn't working well enough. I've been on it for a decade. I'm getting anxiety attacks once a day. We need to either figure out what's causing the anxiety and lower the threshold, or up the threshold, I guess, or find medication that works better. But I want you to have a complete neurological workup to make sure that we're really treating the right problem. Do all of that. If you have any other questions, I'd be delighted to talk with you. I'll put you on with Shane and we can talk tomorrow if we need to. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.